revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Arthur Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully we were going to have Bradley Dean on for this next hour, but he says no answer. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment or something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. We'd love to get you on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call and we'll talk about really whatever you'd like to talk about. But there's so many things that are going on today that, of course, you have to understand history to understand what's going on over, certainly, in Gaza today. Because if you look at it purely from a logical point of view, after all, Hamas is attacking the Israelis, and the Israelis are responding suddenly to try to protect themselves and to provide a stop the missiles from coming in to hitting their civilians. And only, of course, I think only one civilian, Israeli civilian, has died, and several hundred Palestinians have died for the reprisals. But you have to understand this whole thing is a put on. Why is it a put on? Well, basically, because Israel provides the gasoline and the energy and the electricity, the food and the water for Palestine, for that, for Gaza. And they could not survive more than 48 hours if they didn't get that. And basically, when Netanyahu was asked why he didn't cut off these things to the Palestinians, who actually, of course, could stop Hamas at any moment. Why, of course, he said, well, the lawyers won't let me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is as phony an explanation as any I've ever heard. But you have to understand that this is the way that it always is. Who is funding Hamas? Who provided the weapons and missiles for Hamas? Certainly, who gave the training to Hamas for what they're doing? Well, because all we can do is look and see the rest of this world terrorist movement. Who is it funding, this ISIS movement, and train them? The United States. Who was it who funded the South Vietnamese during the Vietnam War? Why, we funded Russia, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys. Who funded the Nazis all during the war? Who supplied the weapons for them? We had 100 American corporations in Germany all during the war building the weapons for the Nazis. But you're never going to hear that. I would find it difficult to believe if when I'd gone through Colonel House's papers, I hadn't actually found a letter, which we make available through our ministry, from Ambassador Dodd to Colonel House asking why 100 American corporations were over there in Germany building the weapons for Hitler in 1936. And we have the letter. And then, of course, as we've gotten into it more and more, and we've put together the 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, my interviews with certainly a gentleman who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret, written a book about American Nazi secret. It's called, well, it was John Loftus, America's Nazi Secret. And we have my interviews with him. And he had the opportunity of going through the America's secret files, Sydney. And he basically, there was no question at all that America was funding the Nazis both before and during the war, and that we helped the Nazis to escape. It's what's going on over there in Gaza today is deja vu all over again. Well, we don't have our regularly scheduled guest. It's going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we look forward to hearing from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather,
silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be open lines. We have nothing prepared. So if you're out there in the Radio Liberty land and listening to us and you have anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to share or anything you'd like to ask, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because, of course, it's going to be open lines and we'll talk about really whatever you would like to talk about. But people would say, why now would anyone in their right mind want to be financing Hamas? Can't do it as logical. We're going to have to go in there with planes and with missiles and now with a ground force and kill a lot of people suddenly. And you have to understand, all of the wars are contrived. And you go back many, many years and you can see how they were contrived. And basically, I still see you have to study the history of America. Now, remember, it's open lines. Please give us a call. I'm looking forward to your calls. I have nothing prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number is 464-8295, and you can simply make a comment or certainly we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Or you have a question, we'd be glad to try to answer it. If I know the answer, I will. But it's open lines, and it's always embarrassing when we don't have a regularly scheduled guest. But, of course, to understand what is going on today, you really need to get Pastor Billy's Crohn's 4-CD sets on the final countdown. Because, of course, so much of what is taking place today was prophesied literally thousands of years ago. And people say, oh, well, you Christians have always been saying that sort of thing. And you're right. I mean, people thousands of years ago thought the Lord was coming again. But, of course, other things weren't in place. There were many things that had to happen before the Lord would come. And it is amazing to see how all of these things are lining up together. And Pastor Billy Crohn has done a truly amazing job of putting together footage. And I don't know where he's gotten the footage, but it is great and wonderful footage that basically demonstrates what is really going on today. Information you're not going to get through regular channels. And if you haven't seen any of the Final Countdown CDs series, or I should say DVD series, you really need to get it. You can get it by calling us at our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. And you get about 5 DVDs, I think, for $29, something like that. But, of course, basically, he doesn't make a lot of money on it. We don't make a lot of money on it. But we want the information out. We want the American people to begin to understand that we're living in truly prophetic times. The series is called The Final Countdown. I think there are 9 DVD series there, and each one with 5 or 6 DVDs. Fascinating information that will help you better to be able to understand the unfolding of events as we see these things happening. Why suddenly is there the war over there, in the Middle East between Iraq and, the two components within Iraq, certainly the Shia on one side, the Sunni on the other? Because we're financing both sides. Yeah, but it is so difficult for the average American to believe this could be going on. And yet, if you go up on the internet, you'll find many references to the fact that we're financing. And we've trained the ISI, we've financed the ISI, we've armed the ISI, and similarly, as far as we're armed the Shia. We've certainly trained the Shia. We're financing the Shia. But there's a civil war going on over there. The logical thing would be to split the country into 3 different parts. But if you did, you'd solve the problem. They don't want to solve the problem. I think they want another major war over there. And one way or another, we're going to be drawn into it. It's open lines, ladies and gentlemen. It's open lines. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. It's always embarrassing when the guest doesn't show, but even more embarrassing when nobody calls in on open lines.
Let us all be grateful. Thank you. from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my heart beat for.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we have, we have Bruce calling from Michigan, from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Who was supposed to be on tonight?
Bradley James was supposed to be on. He's usually very, very reliable. He usually does a very good job, and he just didn't show up, and his telephone doesn't answer, so there may have been a cross-up anyway. I'm so glad you called in. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I was listening to the Chinese news there before I came out, turned the radio on to pick you up. They had a guy talking about who could have brought down the Malaysian airline. I was listening to radio all this evening, the AM radio, like Mark Levin and people like that. The neocons, they're all, it's Russia, they're on the march, Obama is weak. We got to do something with all this other stuff. It's just like the Korean airliner. But I was watching the Chinese news. You know that the Ukrainians shot down a Russian airliner into the Black Sea off of Crimea in October of 2001, and a lot of us didn't pay any attention to it because of September 11th. They're the last people that shot an airliner down. And evidently they were friends of the Russians at the time, so, you know, the Russians didn't go to war with them or anything. That's number one. Number two, they just established a no-fly zone in that area. You know, it wasn't Russia that established the no-fly zone, and those rebels or whatever, the separatists, they don't have the capacity to establish a no-fly zone. So I don't know. One other interesting thing I heard on the radio after Mark Levin was, he went to a commercial today about 6:45 or so. I turned it on a different station. Andy Dean was her name. I don't know if she was filling in for somebody else. But a submariner, a Navy man, called in and said that he was talking to friends today. He used to be under the Arctic Ocean up there around Russia. He said that Mr. Putin's plane was in the same area of the sky at almost the same time, and they look almost alike. They're both red, white, and blue kind of planes. And he wonders if the Ukrainians weren't trying to shoot him down. Now, for all I know, Russia did this, but the Chinese said they would take at least 6 to 12 men in probably 3 trucks, and they'd all have to be trained. The Chinese analyst on the Chinese news there, he said it could not possibly have been ragtag rebels or separatists with, you know, barefoot, you know, that kind of stuff. It would have to have been either the Ukrainians or the Russians or somebody setting up an incident.
Well, basically, of course, that is if it's a missile. Was there a missile to hit the...
Well, he said it had to have been a missile because of the way it came down. He said it couldn't have been shot down because usually when they shoot down, they aim for the engines and the plane doesn't explode in the sky.
But what about... could there have been a bomb on the plane? Because
That's possible. There could have been a bomb.
At this point, it's all speculation. It is all certainly... I mean, we can come up with all sorts of ideas, but right now, certainly, there's just so many questions out there.
Oh, it's amazing how they jump on it. I mean, it's like the neocons are all Russia's on the march. We got to build up the military again to put them down, and there's no real... I don't think there can be evidence now because the Chinese guy said that they got 6 of the 8 black boxes the separatists did, and they're going to hand them to Russia. So if Russia says this was the shot down by the Ukrainians, no one will believe them, you know? I mean, it's like we talked about before, when the nuclear war starts, will it be because Russia tried to fake us into starting it, or because we tried to fake Russia into starting it?
Or because we're all in this thing together. And
they're liars.
They want a nuclear war. After all, if you read Revelation 6:8, I mean, how do we see a quarter of the population of the world is to be destroyed? And then you get to 6:9 and Revelation 6:9, 6:10, another third of the world's population.
Oh.
And so the average individual doesn't understand. Dad, we're moving into a period of mass genocide. Hey, I really appreciate you calling, Bruce. You may want to call back in a few minutes.
There may only be like a 16th of the world that survived.
There may very well be.
Take it easy. I hope you stay well.
Listen, you may call back if you want to, but right now we're going to a break. We'll get to D. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Two seven.
This is Dr. Stan back here, our regularly scheduled guest at the show. Sydney, it's open lines. We invite your calls because we have nothing prepared. So we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Dee, thank you for calling in. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, thank you for taking my call. I heard you and Dr. Catherine Albrecht on the other night about net neutrality.
Wasn't she great? I thought that was a great program.
Well, she was and she wasn't.
All right, fine. Where do you disagree with her?
This, you know, Dr. Stan, you and I probably agree on 99% of things. And again, I always pray for your provision and protection, and I'm a big supporter of Radio Liberty. But I went to the website that she mentioned, and I looked at it quite a bit, and it's very poorly constructed. It's basically us versus them. It's TV, team cable versus U.S. people. And it's almost a socialistic appeal. Why should one price fit all transport of data any more than one price fit the transport of tourists? And I see no philosophical difference between the net neutrality people and those that would demand that a bus ticket, a train ticket, or a plane ticket between L.A. and Seattle be the same price.
So basically, what is the point?
It's disconnected with economic reality. It costs more to stream HD video. I guess it's the latent John Bircher in me, but Americans aren't readers anymore. And they're like a bunch of spoiled children. They want all their fancy MP3s and MP4s and HD streaming video. Just like healthcare, they want somebody else to pay for their bandwidth appetite. And I happen to be a very frugal person in terms of bandwidth user. I probably could count on one hand the feature-length movies I've ever streamed on the Internet, and that at the public library at that. I mean, it's your tax dollars at work. But I don't understand why people demand that they get the same bandwidth treatment if they're not prepared to pay for the transport of their data.
Well, I think that certainly people should be paying for it. In fact, because I really hope it's one way or another, this whole house of cards, this electronic house of cards, comes down. Because, of course, it's the only way we're going to be able to keep them from being able to monitor everything from we do. They're already listening to our telephone conversations and watching us with their cameras and monitoring everything we do on the Internet. And basically, of course, everything is in place, certainly for the prophesied time when you'll neither buy nor sell as you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And everyone, certainly, gets a social security number now, even before they're born. And basically, we're moving towards certainly a totally monitored society. Is God going to intervene at this point and destroy this whole thing? I think it's going to be very interesting to see what's going on, because if you look and see what is being done to certainly protect us from an electronic catastrophe, it doesn't make any sense. Nothing is being done. I mean, basically, it would be very, very simple, a couple of billion dollars. You could certainly protect us from some of this, certainly the effect of an EMP or a solar attack, and somebody is effectively blocking it. Well, who is it? Is it certainly the electronic industry, or does God have his hand in this? I really don't know, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see this certainly line up, and I think we're heading into some sort of a major catastrophic event, either military or certainly or financial, within the next year or two.
Well, you know, I don't know either, and I could be wrong, but these net neutrality people, really, I think, are socialists, and I think Catherine Albrecht has fallen into that trap.
Well, why don't you explain to our listeners about net neutrality? What is net neutrality?
Well, conceptually, it means that everybody should, there should not be one information superhighway for one and not one information superhighway for another. In other words, all traffic should be treated equally. But that's not the case in the free market. In the free market, if I want to take a plane to Spokane, or if I want to ride my bicycle, it should cost different amounts, because the person that's providing that service, it costs more to them. So these net neutrality people are completely out of touch with economic reality. They're socialists.
That's a very interesting concept. I haven't even thought of it, Dee. I appreciate your mentioning that. Is there anything else that you'd like to bring up at this point?
Well, your point is totally taken on EMP. We are woefully unprepared for that. But the people that are addicted to high bandwidth delivery, the people that are screaming about net neutrality, they're going to suffer the worst because they have to have their information spoon-fed to them in the form of video or audio streaming. I like just plain old text. Plain old text is very efficient. It can even be done over ham radio. I'm not even sure the Internet would even be necessary to transmit plain old text.
I think you're absolutely right. I think we're heading into difficult and uncertain times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'm dependent upon you to give us a call. Anything else you want to say? Do you want to stay until after the break? Come.
I think I'll say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's open line because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show. So if you have anything out there you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. But right now we have Pillar calling from Washington State. And if you have out there in Washington State or across the country something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is that Pillar or Pillar, or how do you pronounce it?
The pronunciation is Pilar.
Pilar,
and
okay,
you have it like the first time, yes.
All right, fine. And Pilar, did you have a question or comment for us?
Well, actually, you know, as an American, you know, I am concerned about what's happening around the world today. And sometimes it's a bit overwhelming, though I truly feel that God is in control. However, I know that I am God's hands and feet. So with feeling not so sure about where to begin, to try to be, try to make a healthy change in the direction that would make things better in the world today, the way that it was always intended to be good. I mean, what would you suggest to start with?
Well, basically, you and I are not going to change international politics. You and I are not going to change the battles that are going on over the Middle East or Near East today. But you can get involved locally. Basically, they've taken over our country from the top down. We need to take America back from the bottom up, and we need to get people involved in local politics. We need to get them certainly educating and helping us to educate others, but we need to have people involved with the local voting process. I mean, who's watching the people who are counting the votes? Are we sure we have honest voting? What we need to do is get responsible people into the state legislature. I don't know if you listen to our Tuesday afternoon program where we interview on a weekly basis Representative Matt Shea. And he's a representative there, certainly in the state of Washington, who's given his life in this battle to get the information out. He has a few helpers there, and they are having an effect. And basically, of course, we put him on because we want people to understand what the political issues are in the state of Washington. And basically, and he needs financial help. He needs other help. But it's interesting, of course, they have told us that they're getting a lot of responses from people there in the state of Washington who listen to the program and are learning from it. You need to learn about local politics, and you need to get involved in the local political process. We can't take America back from the top down, but we can take America back from the bottom up. Does that help, Pilar, to answer your question?
Yes, it does. I have, I've always been a voter and always have really been conservative as far as who I look at as an elected official, because I think I always go back to the Constitution in which it was founded on, and I think about George Washington, who once after he was inaugurated into presidency, he took his staff to a chapel and prayed to God and thanked God and acknowledged God. And it's so far from what's happening today, because there's always, I'm feeling now at the age that I'm at now, and I'm in my mid-40s, that there's been a shift with just more of the greed and the, when you speak about, the Bible speaks about the deadly sins, and I can see how deadly they are, because it does not do any good to behave and practice any of those sins.
We wish we had politicians like George Washington today and the others? They were Christians, and they believed in the divinity of Jesus Christ. But look and see what we've got in Washington, D.C. today. Now, we may have a few good Christians there, but most of them are afraid to speak out, and because they're afraid they won't get reelected. What we need are to get people who are willing to stand on their religious beliefs in key positions. But let me just mention our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's open lines, but Pilar, you go right ahead.
Thank you for being a voice. And for allowing others that may be able to stir up some consciousness within our nation, that we could, like you said, make a change in our own local area, which, it is a battle in itself. But I know that all would turn out for the best, but it is discerning for our children, in what they are influenced by today. It's a sad state of affairs, not to say that there isn't not a lot of good things happening in the world today, such as yourself and your voice and what you all are trying to, you know, bring awareness to. So thank you so much, and I'm sure your time will be filled in. It'll be overflowing. So thank you. I will continue to do just what you have mentioned and, you know, work with my own community and try to make a positive change and just keep the cardinal part of myself and those, you know, what I see in others as well too out of the equation, because that only just causes more harm than good.
Well, Pilar, thank you very much for your words of encouragement and support, and God bless you, and just get right in there and join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men.
Amen to that. God bless you, and in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And John calling from Spokane, Washington, give us a call if you're out there, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. John, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, well, both, I guess. I wanted to ask you how you're doing health-wise. Are you making some progress?
Well, basically, I've had supposedly my last chemotherapy treatment. Then we're going to have to wait a few weeks and get some more tests and see whether the cancer is under control. I'm able to do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I have to take an awful lot of naps to do it, but we're still there. My mind is still functioning. I feel I've been blessed. So it's really in the Lord's hands, but we appreciate and we covered your prayers for our provision and protection.
Yes, Dr. Stan. I pray for you, and I will continue to do so. And remember what your mother used to say, eat your veggies, and, of course, take your vitamins, too. And we're praying for you out here. I would encourage everybody to do so also. Some may not know that Dr. Stan is fighting a cancer right now. But making headway, sounds like, and let's just hope you pull through and carry on many more years.
Well, it's in the Lord's hands, John. That's the one consolation I have. Go right ahead.
Okay. I wanted to add a little bit of levity. I heard this on another program, and so it's not originally with my joke or anything, but we remember that back in the presidency of Bill Clinton, he got himself into some scandals and was brought before, I believe, before the Senate to be interrogated. And at one point, they try to nail him down on something. And so he musters all his legal abilities together and answers by saying, well, that depends on what the meaning of the word is.
And I remember that so well. You're absolutely right. What is the meaning?
Right.
That depends on what the meaning of the word is.
And so probably drove a lot of legal minds crazy with that answer. Now we flash forward several decades, and Hillary Clinton becomes president, and a scandal breaks open about the U.S. being involved with arming terrorists in Syria and so on. And so she's brought before the Senate committee. Now Bill Clinton coaches her, says, Hillary, just do as I say, it'll get you through. So they ask her about it, this question of U.S. involvement in a terrorist group over there, and she answers by saying, well, that depends on what the meaning of the word ISIS is.
That's a very, very clever, the response. And for those of you who don't know what ISIS is, of course, it's this new terrorist group that we are funding. They're fighting, of course, the other terrorist groups that we're funding over there. We're funding the terrorist groups on both sides. And the average American finds it so difficult to believe that this could really be going on. But this is exactly what's going on, just as we funded the Nazis during World War II. We funded the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. So we're funding both sides over there in the Near East and Middle East today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, it's open lines. And it's unfortunately why our regularly scheduled guests didn't show. So if you have something you would like to talk about or a story like John just brought up for us, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. John, I think that's a great story. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, just wishing you the best. And I'm encouraging the listeners to continue praying for Dr. Stan as often as he comes to your mind. And we're going to pray you're on through and hope for the best for your health, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, John. I really appreciate your help and support and your words of encouragement. Thanks so very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Stan, and we have a great program scheduled for the next hour. Certainly, Stephen is going to, one of our favorite guests is going to be here, and we're going to be covering certainly what's really going on behind the scenes. Stephen Frank, Sidney is one of the most astute persons who puts out a directive every morning at 3 o'clock. And Sidney goes into the stories behind what's going on today. And if you don't, Sidney, get Stephen's material, you can get it free of charge. We recommend it for you, but fortunately, Steve is going to be with us. Ordinarily, we try to get him on at least once a week to keep us abreast of what's really going on here in the United States. And Stephen Sidney will be our guest in this next hour here at Radio Liberty. So don't even think about changing that dial. And we'll be back with Stephen in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Brand new, first time in the air. Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, we have Kathy Kelling from upstate New York. Kathy, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, one time you had a woman on, and I didn't really get the whole story behind it, but she said something about seeing them bringing in the guillotine. Do you remember that?
Well, I do, but Sidney, I don't know whether that's accurate or not. I really don't. I remember the story, but I can't vouch for it one way or the other.
Do you remember where she said that she saw it?
No, I really don't. That's a long time ago. But there are people who have talked about this sort of things, and basically I think we are moving into very, very difficult times. Whether this certainly is a distraction, whether it's real, quite frankly, I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
God bless, and we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up today's program, and then we have Stephen Frank the next hour. You'll find Stephen fascinating. Be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Seriously. And this is Dr. Stan. We have Frank from calling from Moses Lake asking about what's going to happen. And I just said we do not know, but we do know that we're moving into a period of a financial crisis. We do know that we're moving into a period of financial war. And they're very uncertain times. We're just going to have to wait and see how this unfolds. Anything else you wanted to ask, Frank? This is our recurrent
theme. Yeah, how do you feel about people just sitting in front of their TV and watching TV all the time and not getting involved with what's going on around, you know, world and their life?
I think that most of them are going to end up losing the majority of what they have financially. I think people need to be making preparations now for the financial collapse that is coming very, very soon. And those who are not, certainly many of them are going to lose everything they've worked their whole life for. Anything else?
I want to acknowledge our forefathers that created this great country and great government. I feel that the government is a great government. It was put together by great people, inspired by the Almighty, capital G. I believe that the Constitution was inspired by the Almighty God. And those that don't believe in it today, that are making these executive decisions for all of us, I don't believe that they are in the correct.
I think you're absolutely wrong. I think you're absolutely right, Frank. But I'm going to have to let you go because we're at the end of the program. The next time we have open lines, please call in earlier and we'll get to you. And right now, we have Jeanette calling from Watsonville. We can't take Jeanette because we're out of time. This is the time we're certainly got to warn our listeners or remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we are dependent upon those of you out there across America to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us finance our radio programs, which are heard 5 hours a day, 5 days a week on stations across America. And we're trying to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And basically, but we are dependent upon our listeners for financial help and for other help to try to get these things together. And if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we would love to hear from you. And you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, Sydney, or 464-8295. And of course, you can certainly, if you'd like, of course, raise a question. But if you'd like, of course, to help us financially, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because, of course, through that number, why you can pledge your support for Radio Liberty to help support our radio stations and, of course, to educate others across the country. And so, basically, if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, then we ask you to listen to our programs, to listen to them suddenly 5 hours a day, to tell others about the program, to encourage them to become part and parcel of our little collection of people. And then, of course, you get the information, you get the education, and your education then to be utilized to educate others. And there is a growing awareness across America of the true spiritual nature of this battle. Where Radio Liberty is different than many other stations is that we certainly a stress, the spiritual component of what's going on. And of course, next hour, we're going to have with us Stephen Frank. I hope our producer will give him a call so that we can get Stephen Frank on with us for this next hour as we get into the background of the powerful spiritual forces that are at work, molding the course of civilization. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Yes, sir. Good, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring, because, of course, there really are powerful forces working behind the scenes intent upon destroying the civilization we live in today. And one of the people on the front lines of this battle, working to get the information out, certainly about the spiritual battle that is being waged today, is Steve Frank. And Steve puts out an announcement every day, a daily Sunday program at 3 o'clock in the morning, bring you up to date on what's happening. Steve, thanks very much for being with us.
Dr. Stan, always a pleasure being with you.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story and tell our listeners, Sydney, what's going on and why they should be concerned?
Well, about a week ago, a friend of mine asked me, why is Obama allowing all these illegal aliens into this country and, in fact, importing illegal aliens from the Central America area? And I thought about that question because I thought it was a good one. And I realized what the president was looking for was chaos, to create chaos. And we now know that here in Ventura County, where I live, the illegal aliens that have been taken to Port Hueneme Navy Base have an epidemic of pneumonia and swine flu. And in bases around the country and places where these illegal alien kids are, we now have a lot of diseases that haven't been seen in a while, where governors and mayors are complaining that the schools are going to be overcrowded, and they've created chaos throughout the country. And this morning, while I was working on my newsletter, I kept the news on, and during the day I've been watching the news. And as you know, there were the Russians apparently shot down a Malaysian airline. At the same time, Israel has invaded the Gaza Strip and is cleaning out the terrorists in Palestine. We still have the IRS scandal. We still have the FBI refusing to do its job. The economy of the United States is not recovering.
In fact, it's getting worse. Housing sales in California, for instance, are down the most it's been in several years. And sales tax collections are down dramatically for the last 3 months here in California. And so when I thought about all of this, I realized what is occurring in the United States right now is just chaos, pure unadulterated chaos, whether it be in foreign policy or the fact that the president is in the midst of firing several thousand officers in the military, thereby getting rid of experienced military men and women, getting rid of people that are ideologically impure, according to President Obama, and making sure that our military forces are not as strong as they should be. In fact, in any poll that I've seen in the last 2 weeks where the question is, who was the worst president in the United States? The answer's always been Obama. But until about 2 years ago, the answer was Jimmy Carter. And Obama has made Jimmy Carter only the second worst president in the United States history. And so what we're facing today is chaos, whether it be in economics, whether it be in military, whether it be in foreign policy, whether it be in domestic policy. Healthcare is a disaster in this country at this point, and that's because of Obamacare. Here in California, we had two, as expected, and I said this on your show a year ago, that once we get Obamacare into force and we have Medicare and Medicaid and the expansion of the Medi-Cal system, we'll be in trouble. And indeed, it just came out earlier this week, California has 2 million more people on Medi-Cal.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Steve Frank. And Steve is simply pointing out that there have been three planes shot down in the Ukraine area. Two of them were certainly not passenger planes, but the plane that is shot down today, a Malaysian passenger plane was. But we're not hearing about these other planes that have been shot down. But according to Steve, and I'm sure he's correct, three planes have been shot down in the last couple of months in that area. But we're not hearing about this because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But we're moving, ladies and gentlemen, into a very difficult and dangerous period. Would you agree, Steve?
Well, absolutely. We are endangered internationally. And last week, our Secretary of State, John Kerry, said that he was going to audit elections in some foreign country. And I wonder why he won't force the auditing of elections in Chicago or Philadelphia. Or now we know that there's been massive corruption in the state of Mississippi. So our Secretary of State's worried about honest elections held overseas and truly does not care if there are honest elections held in his home country.
And I think basically, ladies and gentlemen, that there is fraudulent elections here in America. And this information is being carefully suppressed. I said that we saw suddenly what's going on over there in Afghanistan, where suddenly they challenged the results for the presidential election. And now they're going to suddenly acknowledge the fact that it was a phony election and suddenly select the people who are going to lead Afghanistan. And it happens here in the United States, but it is never mentioned. And now the information is coming out. I think it's vitally important to understand that if we don't have suddenly checks, the repeated checks at the local level, if we have electronic voting machines rather than written ballots, they're going to suddenly falsify the ballots. And we have to make sure that in every area where they do count the ballots, that we have honest people and we have checks and rechecks. Otherwise, the entire voting process is invalid. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, it goes beyond that. If you decided and you live in the Bay Area, but you decided you wanted to visit Dallas this weekend or New York, you'd take a plane ride out of San Francisco Airport. And, of course, when you go there, you'll be searched. You'll go through metal detection devices, and you'll have to show a photo ID. And you'll do all that because you're an honest citizen. But right now, the TSA is not enforcing the same laws on the illegal aliens. They're flying illegal aliens, many of whom are gang members, MS-13 gang members, part of drug cartels. Some may be terrorists. And the U.S. government is literally allowing these people freedom of the air, and to fly anywhere they want to or anywhere the president wants to send them to. And he's sending them to every corner of the United States as if to set up terrorist cells in every state. But at the same time, these people don't have to abide by the same laws that honest Americans do. You can't go into a hotel without checking in and showing a photo ID. You cash a check, you have to show a photo ID. But if you're an illegal alien, you get free reign of this country, which means that the president has given more rights and freedoms to criminals from foreign countries than he's giving his own, allowing his own citizens to have.
And it doesn't make any sense, Steve, but you're absolutely right. This is just what's happening. Go ahead.
But all of this, from Obamacare to the illegal aliens, to the firing of the military, to the shooting down of these planes on the same day that Israel is invading Gaza, that the IRS still claims they've lost emails and servers. All of this is for the purpose of creating chaos. I mean, if you sit down and watch 1 hour of TV news, by the time that hour is over, and I'm not a doctor, you are, but I would prescribe Prozac, an antidepressant, to anybody that can stand 1 hour of TV news these days.
Well, I think we've got real problems with not getting the truth. The media is tightly controlled. And for those of you who don't understand that, we have six major corporations that control 90% of the major media outlets in America, largely determine what the American people hear, read, see, and believe. And most of it is false. They're suddenly using America as a base as they suddenly convert other nations into socialist nations. Basically, of course, there's a small little group controlling both political parties and the media, that, of course, is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And the fact that nobody wants to talk about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Well, how would you feel about that statement?
I think it's totally accurate. That's exactly where we are today as a country. And I would suggest that we're getting into a worse position. As you may know, 70% of all the jobs created since Obama has been president have been part-time jobs because of Obamacare. Full-time workers have been pushed into part-time work, and part-time workers have to work under 30 hours so they don't qualify for Obamacare so they can keep their jobs. And we've become a nation of part-time workers. Well, Congressman George Miller, who I believe is from Martinez, California. I know he's from the Bay Area. He has a bill in where if you have somebody that works part-time, you will pay a penalty if you give them less than 24 hours notice of a change of schedule. Well, businesses don't operate like that. He wants to have other regulations on part-time workers and benefits for part-time workers. And what the Democrats are doing is, if they were to pass this, which they won't, but were they to pass this bill, or if Obama decides to create an executive order with the same tenants in the bill, he's killing off part-time work as well. There's a machine, I think I may have mentioned on your show before, there's a machine that makes, from start to finish, 460 hamburgers in an hour. And every fast food place will have that. There are several fast food places that already use it. They use call centers. They're getting rid of employees as fast as they can through technology. And that's the type of society we're moving to. And, of course, we have the president, one of the founders of Google, a gentleman by the name of Larry Page, who gave a speech last week at a technology seminar, and he says his goal is to make all workers only part-time workers, that we have no full-time jobs. And he said the reason for that is so that these workers could then fulfill their dreams. Well, if you're only working part-time, you won't have the money to fulfill any dreams because you're going to have to take a second part-time job just to survive. And we are moving into a very chaotic job situation. On one hand, government is making it too expensive to hire workers. And on the other hand, the technology is being advanced that is able to create services and even products that replace people. I'm sure you know about 3D printing, and an architectural firm created a 3D printer that is able to create in a 24-hour period a 1,500-square-foot home, including the framing and the outlines of the rooms. All that is needed, literally, is the flooring put in, as well as the electrical and the plumbing, and painting the walls. And it's done in less than a week, but very few workers involved in the process of building a 1,500-square-foot house. Eventually, they'll be able to make larger homes, of course. That is going to be a major disaster for the construction industry when that type of 3D printing becomes the norm. 20 years ago, very few people had computers on their desk. Now they have smartphones that are more powerful than computers were 20 years ago that were extremely expensive. And you can get something for under $200 now that is more power than a computer was, the normal computer was 20 years ago. And we are creating a technology society, in part to defend ourselves against government policy. And this is causing massive dislocation of workers. And so as we're bringing in all these illegal aliens, they're replacing older illegal aliens, and so we're going to have a whole generation of illegal aliens, those that are here already, looking for jobs and trying to bring down the cost of wages just so they can have a job, and that hurts all Americans.
Well, I think we're moving into a very, very difficult period. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question at all, for our guest Steve Frank, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But America is moving into a very difficult time, certainly as far as the jobs are concerned, as far as salaries are concerned. Almost certainly half of our population now is no longer certainly in the middle class. More and more people certainly are looking for jobs or two or three jobs. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we need to begin making preparations for the, what I believe are very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Our guest is Steve Frank, and when we get back, while you learn how to get in touch with him, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Look forward to hearing from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Mike calling from Scotts Valley. And Sydney, our guest this afternoon, or this evening, is Steve Frank, and we'll tell you in a moment how to get a hold of his material. But Sydney, Steve, have you heard anything at all about the fact that Obama is doing everything he can to help illegal immigrants come to the United States and stay here in violation of our laws?
Oh, it gets much worse than that. There's an Orange County, California, social welfare agency that has put ads in newspapers on behalf of the federal government, and they are arranging for private homes to take in the illegal aliens. And if you're willing to take in six illegal aliens into your home, the federal government will pay you $6,054 a month, tax-free.
Wow.
And so, yes, it is quite true they're doing that. Down in Florida, as you know, Dr. Stan, it's very difficult to find foster parents and to have foster homes. And the federal government is trying to usurp local government's foster home programs and forcing the foster homes in Florida to take illegal aliens in rather than taking in honest American kids who have a hard time and have a problem and need protection for one reason or another. And so honest American kids in Florida are not going to be given a home to live in, but the illegal aliens will be if President Obama gets his way down there in Florida. And it is a terrible situation. The president says, well, you know, these kids are trying to get away from poverty. They're trying to get away from chaos and the gangsters and the crimes and the shootings every night. And quite frankly, I heard him say that, and I thought he was talking about the kids who live in Chicago. What is he doing for those kids to protect them? And so the president is indeed using as many places as he could find. There are churches in San Bernardino County, California, Catholic churches, where the diocese has agreed to take in these kids. And the shame of it is they are being taken in, processed in these churches, and then given out to anybody who shows up without any background check whatsoever. So the Catholic Church, in effect, is a processing center now for some of the human sex trafficking going on in Southern California, and that's a Catholic Church doing it. You know, we started the whole conversation earlier about chaos, and this is the chaos, tearing apart the welfare system, our health care system, our foster care system, tearing apart churches. The chaos is growing by the day.
Okay, Mike, anything else that you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I think the Lord would call that lawlessness. But the last question is a direct question to Steve. And Steve, for us Native Americans here, Native-born Americans in this situation where we've got, you know, government undermining our job base here, what suggestions might you be aware of for skill sets that we need to learn for weathering this storm and having some way to feed our families?
Well, we need to become more self-sufficient as a family. We need to be prepared for the catastrophe that's going to befall us. We know there's going to be another terrorist attack like 9/11. The problem this time is some of the terrorism and that type of attack will also occur internally by people that have been brought into this country. These terrorist cells are being set up all over the country as part of the humanitarian side of what President Obama is doing with these illegal aliens. So I think we need to be prepared. I think we need to have food set aside, water set aside. We need to have protection set aside so that we are able to protect ourselves from what in whatever type of protection is needed.
What about particular skill sets that you had mentioned where we're, you know, it would be more, we'll just say, just an inherent value product that we're producing, such as farming or something like that? What other skill sets might you mention?
Well, farming is extremely important. Agriculture is extremely important. And also you have to figure that we're not going to have a great deal of energy. So we're going to have to figure out how to live without a great deal of electricity. And how does that look? We're going to go back to the agrarian days for protection at some point, because the president is very capable of closing down this country. He's trying to do it now, and he's doing it through the chaos theory.
Thanks for your response.
Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
That's it. Thanks for the response.
God bless. Thanks very much. We'll be back in just a moment here with Steve Frank right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Steve Frank. We have actually Joseph calling in, or Josh calling in from Washington State. And Josh, did you have a question or comment for our guest? Josh, do you have a question or comment for our guest? Go ahead.
Yeah, what does he feel about what's going on in Israel and all those deaths and that war? Is it just a big show to put on a certain disguise about really hiding the truth of what's going on, or is it really for real?
Do you want to comment on that, Steve?
Well, the war in the Middle East, in Israel and over Jerusalem, has been a war that's been going on for close to 3,000 years. So it's a real war, and the faces change over the decades and the millennium, but it is a real war. And now we have on one side you have the Israelis, and on the other side you no longer have people like Arafat or Nasser, who are local tyrants. You now have Muslim Brotherhood, which is part of an international conspiracy, not merely against Jews, but against Christians as well. I'm not sure whether the Muslim Brotherhood hates Jews more than they hate Christians at this point. And so, no, this is a real fight going on. And the sad part is that the United States has always been counted on as a strong ally of Israel. And quite frankly, at this point, the United States is an ally of the terrorists, of the Palestinians. We have been giving aid to the Palestinians for several years now. Not military aid, but food, medical care, etc., so that the Palestinian, the Hamas and Hezbollah that runs Palestine at this point, they're able to use their resources instead of feeding the people and taking care of their health needs and education needs. They can now spend all that money on military weapons because the United States is taking care of their most important needs. And, of course, you have Syria and Iran and Iraq that are also financing the Palestinians, but not for the purpose of a religious war, but for total domination of the region and to expand it. And so we are in a serious, very serious situation in the Middle East, and it is a real war going on. And, of course, we should have heard that the president backed Prime Minister Netanyahu, for his intrusion into Gaza to blow up all of those rocket launching facilities that the terrorists are using. And instead, the president is at two fundraising events. A plane went down with 23 people, Americans on it, and the president's at a fundraising event, two fundraising events. The only good news is he didn't go golfing today.
We're in real trouble, Josh, and you're not getting the full truth. And basically, this war, I fear, is going to expand, and an awful lot of people are going to die before it's over. Thanks very much for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Steve is Frank is our guest. Steve, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can certainly get your newsletter, which comes out at 3 o'clock every morning, covers a number of different important subjects. How can they get hold of that, and what will it cost them?
Well, it's totally free. All they have to do is go to capoliticalreview.com. capoliticalreview.com, and on the banner there's the words California Political News and Views. Click on that and then subscribe. It's free, and it does come out at approximately 3 a.m. every morning. 10 stories of things that you might not see or will not see elsewhere, so that people need to know. Just go to capoliticalreview.com and then to California Political News and Views and sign up. And it is totally free.
And I would comment that we do take this. We read it every day. We think it's one of the important sources of information that you're not going to get elsewhere. So suddenly go to the website. And once again, how can people subscribe to it?
They go to capoliticalreview.com. And if you look at that website, you'll see my newsletter, California Political News and Views. Plus, there are other writers who put up stories about foreign policy and military actions, as well as my 10 stories, mostly regarding domestic policies and economics.
And, of course, these come out on a daily basis. Well, what are some of the other stories and things we should be concerned about, Steve?
Well, I think the big thing that we need to be concerned about is the ability of this country to provide energy for its people. There was a interesting story on the national news yesterday, as well as in a lot of newspapers. As we all know, North Dakota has a great surplus of oil thanks to fracking. And the interesting thing is that they are, while they're bringing the oil up, they've created billions of dollars of surplus for that state. There's no real unemployment in the state of North Dakota, but at the same time, they're bringing up the oil. They are burning away the methane gas, which is a byproduct of the process, and which, if captured, is a very valuable commodity. But because the government, the federal government, won't allow more pipelines to be built, they have no way of capturing the methane and then being able to get it to market economically. If they were allowed to build more pipelines, we could bring down the cost of energy significantly in this country. And I'm not just talking about the Keystone Pipeline. I'm talking about all this fracking that's going on in both North Dakota and Texas. If we could capture the methane gas, we'd have another source of energy that is really cheap because we don't use it at all. So any use of it would be, and any value to it, would be to lower the price of energy for everybody, but we're not allowed to do that. So that is a major story that no one's talking about, but just beginning to see the light of day that we're wasting energy that's coming out of the fracking process.
Okay, fine. I certainly agree with you. Now, what are some of the other major issues that our listeners should be aware of? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. We actually take his publication, we read it on a daily basis to keep abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes. What are some of the other issues?
Well, one of the other issues going back to the issue of Obamacare. Obamacare is totally government-run and operated health care. Even if private insurance companies own the product, they're all under the guidance and control of the federal government. If you wanted to have a hip replacement at most hospitals, it will cost you approximately $40,000. Well, there's a new free market surgery center set up in the state of Oklahoma called the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, and instead of $40,000 for a hip replacement, it's $19,000 for the hip replacement. And mastectomies cost one-third to four-fifths less at the surgery center. Yeah, than most.
Speaking of mastectomies, you talk take the cartilage out of the knee, but it's a very important suddenly operation, and they can do this much cheaper than you'll get it done in private circles. Go ahead.
Right. And so what
what's going on is because of the government control of the healthcare system and the enormous cost to it, we're now beginning to see a new type of healthcare, which is really the old type of healthcare. The surgery centers of Oklahoma take cash. There are doctors around the country that are now no longer taking insurance policies of any sort or any federal government or state government health care program. They only take cash, and they charge a minimum of half the price of a government health care program or an insurance program. Then we have what's called health care tourism. Literally, there are people who are going for hip replacements, heart type of surgeries to foreign countries, mostly to India, some to Mexico, and they get it done for over half the price, plus they get a two-week vacation out of it. And that's done for cash. And we're now finding that the third-party payment system, insurance companies or government, paying for what you need and that what you get from a hospital or a doctor, that these third-party systems are terribly expensive. And because they're expensive, a lot of people are priced out of getting quality health care. Some, of course, are forced to go into the Veterans Administration system, and they could wait months to see a doctor and months after that to see a specialist. And in the meantime, those running the VA hope that you die, literally they say that, so that they are able to take you off the books and save money, which is part of the reason they have you wait so long. Hopefully the problem will go away or you'll go away. And so we're beginning to see, just as in manufacturing and in the service industry, technology changing the face of those services and products, we're beginning to see throughout this country a changing face on the healthcare industry, where the dollar pays for it, there's no waiting, and you get quality service, which you can't get through government programs.
That is absolutely true. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that anything the government gets into, why, because you're going to have more and more problems. Let's go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake. Ted, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Yet another wonderful program. I always enjoy listening to you and your guest. You always have such good comment. I just have a speculative question to your guest, and perhaps it's unfair to our dear president, but do you think he's the third Antichrist or could become one?
I'm not quite sure if he is. We do know that he doesn't care about our country, our history, our traditions, nor our laws. He's made it quite plain he will violate our laws, and his arrogance is such that he says, so sue me. He knows that a lawsuit like that would take years. And he knows that people like Lois Lerner and others in his administration that have violated the law and have violated our rights under the Constitution, that they have nothing to worry about, because just like Bill Clinton did when he left office, Obama is going to be giving pardons to all of these lawbreakers, whether it be Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, the people at the NSA, or wherever. So I'm not quite sure he's the Antichrist, but I do know he's not pro-American.
Okay, Ted, does that answer your question?
Yes, sure does, Dr. Stan. Have a wonderful evening, gentlemen.
All right, God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Steve Frank. And once again, Steve, the email address where people can get in touch with you and get your information, or the website, a location?
They can go to a website, capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, and sign up. And it's free, totally free. And it comes out at approximately 3 a.m. every morning.
And believe me, we don't look read it at 3, but we do read it. We think it's important. All right, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes more. What are some of the other really important issues?
Well, I think the most important issue that we haven't discussed is that of water.
Here in California, we have a drought, but the reason that the farmers and the communities don't have water is not because of the drought, but because of government policies. We've not been allowed to build water storage facilities, dams, and reservoirs for over 40 years in the state, and that's why we have a lack of water. There is a bill going through the state legislature, but it's also going into legislatures in other states where the state is trying to take control by managing groundwater, which means if you're a farmer and you've dug some wells, you won't be able to use that water that you paid for by digging it and by having it on your property and you paid for it. The government will tell you how much of the water that you own you'll be able to use and how much you have to give to your neighbors. In my newsletter tomorrow, there's going to be a story about a judicial decision that mandates the state, for the good of society, to take control of groundwater. And so instead of passing a law, it may be a court decision that comes down. They've already made one decision. It's being appealed. And we could have, within a year in California, no groundwater whatsoever privately owned or controlled. And that's going to close down farms, because if they can't control the water they dig in the wells they own and paid for, then why would a farmer want to maintain a well, expand a well, or build a new well? They won't. And literally, farming will come to a halt in the state of California.
And this would be a disaster. And we're not even hearing about this on regular channels.
And that's why I said, as we started at the beginning of the show, we are in a state of chaos in this country in almost every aspect of our lives. These stories have been in the papers, but buried deep on page 18. They've barely been mentioned in the TV news without any explanation of what it means. So the court, newspaper reports that a court decided that the state has to take control of groundwater. End of story. Without an explanation of what that means to the farmers and to agriculture in the state of California, the cost of food in the state of California. So you get a little bit of a nugget of a story without an explanation of the disaster that will befall us if this becomes a final decision.
And I think the people don't certainly, unless you're going to the supermarket, you do not realize that the prices certainly of food and of beef and of so many things is just skyrocketing. And basically, it's going to get increasingly difficult for people to be able to actually feed their families before very long. Parting thoughts before we let you go, Steve.
Well, as always, we've heard a lot of facts about the current situation. The only way to change this, we have two choices. We could sit home and watch reruns of Seinfeld, or we can get out and write letters to the editor, call radio talk shows, get involved at town halls by our elected officials, get involved in political campaigns, elect good, solid.
We're out of time. God bless you, Steve. We'll talk to you next week.
Let us swear a lead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing?
Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we actually have to buy time on many radio stations across America. And quite frankly, we need your help to be able to maintain our networks that we have, where 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we try to talk to people about what's really going on behind the scenes and about the powerful spiritual forces which are energizing the events that are taking place. Because if you're looking certainly at what's taking place from a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, you can see all these things unfolding, but some others really don't make sense. Why would we be over there in the Middle East, in Iraq, funding of both sides in the Iraq war? Why would we be over in Israel suddenly today, funding both sides in the conflict between Hamas and certainly Israel? And there's so many other things, events that are taking place, the average individual can't understand unless they understand their powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, guiding certainly the direction that America is going. And America, of course, is a very, very powerful nation. It was started as a Christian nation, but suddenly it's been taken over by a basically subversive element. Basically, because most people think that on the right think that the left controls the media. People on the left think the right controls the media, and they're both wrong. Basically, there's a small subversive group that controls both political parties. They have for many years. And basically, people say, well, if they control the parties, they've taken over. And that's absolutely right. They have taken over. They control our major banks. They control the six major banks. They control 67% of all the financial assets of our country. As a result, they're able to control most of the major corporations and some of the educational system and the great tax-exempt foundations. And they planted people in the churches. Subversives have been planted in our churches who are suddenly changing the music and the message of the Christian church. Because, of course, part and parcel of this whole movement for a one-world government is a one-world religion. And basically, they're doing a good job of undermining the very fabric of our society. So you need to understand what's going on. And hopefully, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get it. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, Going into the Control of the Media, they're both available. The New Media Monopoly and suddenly the Brotherhood of Darkness, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that we funded the Nazis before and during World War II. This is a four CDs that called Sydney The War Against the Jews. That's The War Against the Jews, a four CD set. And we have the book written by John Loftus, America's Nazi Secret, which goes into how we funded the Nazis both before and during the war, and how we helped them escape after the war to South America and other places throughout the world. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very, very real. And then, of course, we do have the excellent book on Adolf Hitler, Hunting Hitler, by our good friend Dr. Jerome Corsi, Harvard graduate in history. Hunting Hitler, going into the background about actually Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape, was helped to escape to South America. Now, if that is true, how could they conceal that from the American people? And the answer is very, very simple. They control the media. And until you understand that, why, of course, you're going to, they're not going to realize that most of what you've learned in school, most of what you've heard from sources, all through your life just are not true. Our job here at Radio Liberty is to get people to understand what's going on and hopefully to join us in this epic struggle to educate the American people and to preserve liberty. If you're in a position to help us financially, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can't help us, then pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision